At Midway USA, we know the AR-15 is one of the most popular rifles in modern American history. Known for its modularity and widespread use, it's often considered essential to any gun collection. The essential things you need to run an AR-15 are usually always in stock during shortages, things like magazines and 5.56 ammo. Whether you're looking to buy a new AR-15 or buy parts for your modern sporting rifle, log on and for just about everything for the outdoors, shop MidwayUSA.com. Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
There's already comments.
I'm afraid to touch my eyes.
I don't know what happened. I can't hear it. Can y'all hear us out there? I don't know why it stopped working. And it's back. I don't know. Do you have audio? I hope you have audio. It says I have audio. I don't know if I have audio. Yeah, loud and clear, they say right there. Michael Mathis, loud and clear. Is it loud? Is it too loud? If it's too loud, you're too old, they say. Damn these Biloxis. Look at this. Multiple guest night. Multiple guest night for the first guest. Thank y'all. Good evening to you, diehard anglers. Do you care? No. You can't even hear it, but you know the words. She knows the words. She doesn't care. Does the highway know your name? The boss is in the house indeed. Just a white line gypsy getting out of. You know what? That's enough of all that. That's enough of all that, Biloxi Blues. What's up, you bunch of low lifers? Thank you for joining us on Low Budget Live. Actually live, we decided to do another LBL from the Bar and Grill, and we're going to do another one next Monday, and then the next Monday's Christmas, so we're going to take a Monday off. But I wanted to end the year with a couple of lives, hang out with the low lifers. This is the podcast for Tuesday, December the 12th, technically, if you're listening to the audio version in the morning, but we live right now on YouTube. Got 144,000 people already. Triple threat. And the triple threat, ladies and gentlemen. A slow
like
clap.
Like
I did it in reverse.
Like a clap noise.
Oh, hang on, hang on. Oh, yeah. Hey, I forgot I had sound effects for a second. I've been drinking a little bit. Oh, the sound effects went away. I don't know what I did.
It's just stop. It's a 6 o'clock show. We're good.
I don't know what I did. Oh, they're back now.
Stop touching.
Hang on, there you go.
Don't touch.
Hey. So here we are, back in the Bar and Grill. There were requests to do a show with the Triple Threat.
I don't believe that.
There were actually last time, and I think the comments. Well, I think the low lifers in the comments will tell you there were several. I had DMs. I had comments after the podcast went up and was actually just a video after it was live. So many. The Triple Threat should just take over Low Budget Live. They'd a lot rather listen to you, and they like that you. Everybody out there seemed to like the fact that you give me a lot of crap, I think. So you're back, and we had some requests for like
arm wrestling.
A lot of arm wrestling. We were somewhere in public the other day, and somebody walked up to you and said something about could they beat you in arm wrestling.
And I said no.
I was like, what is happening in my life? Where were we?
Basketball.
Did have, oh, yeah, we had a basketball game, and somebody was like, yeah, want to arm wrestle? I was like, hey, dude, back
like,
up.
I was pushing my sleeves up.
I was like, what in the heck's happening? So anyways, we had requests for you to do like a Christmas list, though, and we'll get into that. We do have a guest that's going to join us via the interwebs. The Triple Threat might.
Will.
We'll leave, she says. I had to twist her arm into this, and y'all know that's hard because she's that arm wrestling queen. But thank y'all for joining us. We're going to go through some comments. We're going to hang with y'all. Got some things we're going to talk about. Like I said, we got a special, a very special. Would you call that a special guest?
Oh, yeah. I love him.
We don't want to tease who it is yet. We want to surprise the lowlifers.
Oh, well, maybe I like him.
He's basically like family at this point. But we do have going to have some more guests. We're going to have an in-house guest next week. I was promised. We will see. That's going to happen. An Elite Series bass fisherman himself next week. Almost 200,000 people on Low Budget Live. Actually live. It is good to be with y'all. We're rambling. We're drinking a little bit. Been kind of, what do you say? You don't think that these folks think that this has got Tito's full?
It could be anything.
And so here's the deal right now. Let's just start with this. We were making drinks because the triple threat, for real, she did not, Marissa D, didn't really, you were like, do I have to do LBL? And I'm like, yes, you do. You're the star of the show. Give the lowlifers what they want. And then,
And I did just walk in from work.
That's what I was getting at. You just walked in from work. She's had a hell of a Monday, like I have, and like we all have, I'm sure. Last few weeks have been kind of crazy around here. Lots going on, and she's just blip 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 with the Tito's. Well, I like a Tito's. I'm getting a look. I like a Tito's. There's no more Tito's. She drank the damn last
the
of the Tito's.
Was
so
low.
My drink of the night, because I didn't have any whiskey. I do like a Sailor Jerry rum. I like rum and Coke for some reason, every now and then. Even, I mean, I know that's like what you drink at the beach, but I'm having a rum and Coke tonight.
And he had to go Diet Coke.
I had to go Diet Coke, which tastes like, I don't know what I think, probably like cat piss tastes like. I don't know. I hate Diet Coke.
But yeah.
Y'all comment below.
It was every man for himself. Whoever got.
And I wasn't about to damn arm wrestler for it.
Yeah. So anyway.
All right. Let's go live. Hella Bass. What's up, Rich? I do. Rich, y'all make sure you are following this man. Oh, you can follow Living Missouri Outdoors, Kids in the Garage, Ready to Rumble. Hella Bass right there. Make sure you're following my dude, Rich. He works hard at it and does an absolutely killer job on the tubes. He goes live a lot. He's actually live. That's the thing.
Lives.
That's how this started 6 years ago. I was ahead of the curve. And then I stopped.
Just ahead of your time.
What is it? Fat Cat says, trailblazing, trendsetting pioneer, going live, doing this fishing thing. And now there are lots of lives. And I do enjoy, hang on. Look at this. Y'all know me and my ADD. James Hanna checking in from Ireland again. So he's watching this live on Tuesday. James, how is Tuesday? Can you let the low lifers know? Can you look ahead? Do we have any fortune? Do we have any fortune and, you know, fortune and fame coming our way? Do we have, you know, what are the lottery numbers we should pick, right?
And are you working on my trip, an Ireland trip for me? You could.
I love that you just asked James.
James?
Is he to stay at his house or with his family members?
Do you have a nice place? Is it clean? I'm very low maintenance.
You have a VRBO, an Airbnb, James.
I'm very low maintenance.
We appreciate. Yeah. Hang on a second.
Don't claim it. Okay.
Yeah, the ice and the tumbler got us in trouble last time. All right.
I will say people are so triggered. That's why I don't do
this.
Very
triggered.
Because people say things, and evidently I clanged my ice last time.
Several times, I think, from what people said in the comments. Yes, honey, you did.
And someone was bothered and couldn't even listen. They just couldn't even listen because the ice clanged, and they just couldn't even listen.
There were a lot of people that have fun with it, though, so it's one of those deals.
So I don't want to be the reason no one can listen.
You think that would be the case? I'm looking up somebody's name here.
They literally said that they couldn't even listen because of the ice.
They said that 226,000 on Low Budget Live. I'm going to go through some of these comments right here. Drinking Tito's starting Saturday on a cruise ship headed to Mexico. You know what? That sounds like a good early Christmas present right there. I'm glad you said that. That's probably going to end up with a request for a cruise.
You won't go on a cruise. Anybody that loves a boat as much as you and you won't go on a cruise.
I don't want to live on one.
Will not go on a cruise.
I like them all-inclusive places where you go and they just hand you drinks and chips and whatnot. That's what I like. I pulled up my audio feed and you freaked out because we lost the comments.
I thought it all went away.
I got this. It's a one-man band. Let's thank the sponsors real quick.
Okay.
Pro Guy Batteries. Do the Pro Guy Battery speech. Go.
Those batteries make things go so good. Better than other batteries.
What are they made of?
Lithium. Throw the lithium.
The Pro Guy batteries. Why is lithium better than your standard AGM in your bass boat?
Just goes so much more.
Yes. Pro Guy batteries, ProGuyBatteries.com, LBL10. There's still time. They're stocking stuffers. Would you put a battery in the stocking?
Yes. I'm available if they need me to maybe do some commercials.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt Looney's going to call and go, hey, dude, it's not working. ProGuyBatteries.com, LBL10. I'm running an all lithium setup next year, I believe. I think I'm going to run some lithium crankers, all kind of goodness. Ah. Yeah. Yeah. You can do this next one.
Okay.
Baitworks.com, bait-wrx.com. You love the folks from Baitworks.
They are so nice and very accommodating. I will say, we went to that and they catered to my every need. They walked me to the restroom so I didn't go alone.
You got an escort.
And they
Stick.
Got
shout out Stick.
And they got me
bodyguard.
Got me snacks. I was so catered to. I do like
that. That's when I thought I was dying from a heart attack. Remember, that's when I was having all my heart trouble.
Make and, it all about you.
Yeah, but they did take good care of you, man.
Yes,
I was
they
in
did.
The booth. That was the LOB jig launch over there in Knoxville.
Yes, they
did that.
Tended to me.
Bait-works.com. Duncan
Dash 10. They got me a chair. I'd been standing for a very long time.
What do you
time.
Think of the LOB jig? Has it been, you know, a lure of choice for you this year? Triple threat.
Yeah, I'm waiting on a different color.
A different color?
Yeah, you know, like a pink sparkly.
Baitworks.com. And last but not least, I'm wearing the hat because I don't have a boat. I don't have a boat right now. We're in between boats, but we're getting...
Which has kept him home.
Not really. I went duck hunting with people from Express Boats. Express Boats, hang the imaginary banner. It's not here. It's imaginary. See, that's the point. Express Boats, the Bassmaster Classic winning. First ever aluminum boat to win the Bassmaster Classic. And then Gussie won out of aluminum. So they're trendsetting.
Way to go.
Trailblazing, trendsetting pioneers as well. 21 feet of fury, 96-inch beam, C-deck bow to stern, best hole shot in the game.
I do like Express that C-deck.
See?
I like that.
There you go. I like the C-deck.
I like
right?
that. Mm-hmm. I like that stuff.
Yamaha show. You like that?
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I thought. Going to be some changes on the X21 next year. I'm going to have a new one. Got some new, drink away from the microphone, triple threat. But we are absolutely pumped to be working with Express yet again and spent some time. Y'all were out. I saw a comment. How was Stuttgart? I think that's how you say that. Arkansas. Went out there with the Express Boats crew. Lee Livesey, new to the Express Boats team. Caleb Summerall. Those two owe me a new liver. And
he ate fried biscuits with honey and butter and sugar on it. And he ate three of them.
Yeah, Summerall ate more, to be fair. Caleb did. He can put some food down. But Bill Lowen was there.
Worried about that heart.
Yeah, I'm not at all. Gave it to you a long time ago, honey. Gave you that heart. Gave it away.
Oh, my. What's next on this?
I don't know, man. This is a chicken scratch. But y'all asked about the trip. Trip was great. Love me some Bill Lowen, Lee Livesey, Caleb Summerall, Roy Herndon, Clay Connor, my buddy Dougie Fresh, Doug Miller, Uncle Doug from Gros Savon was there. Holt Blackwood. We had Steve Bowman from Bassmaster was there the first evening with us. Fantastic guy. Y'all know, if you go to a hunting camp, fishing camps, like traveling for tournaments, just camaraderie, a lot of good times, sitting around a campfire till way too late, picking and singing, and got to go to R&T Game Calls, Rich and Tone, bought this hoodie that now I'm basically a duck hunter.
It was like a child. He, wore it home.
I did. Yeah, I wore it out of the store, basically.
Like when children get new shoes and they wear them out of the store. He came home in that.
Yeah, I'm a fan. But I played a little music there. Some lowlifers came out, so thank y'all for coming out to Rich and Tone, R&T. They have a bar and then like a duck call factory, and they sell merch. It's in the middle of Stuttgart, and if you've ever been there, it is duck hunting mecca, and you drive, and it's just rice fields and nothing, and then it's like Max Prairie Wings and this place, and it was opening weekend after the split, and there were just duck hunters. It was very cool, and we did an Express Boats takeover, and there were a lot of fishermen that came out. Saw some little kids with jerseys on coming to see Lee and Caleb and Bill. They didn't know who I was, so, you know, the hell with them kids. But, it was a really good time. So thank you for asking. It was, can we get Zen to sponsor LBL? That just caught my caught my eye. I talked to you about Zen.
We had that conversation.
Yeah. So I'm not a dipper.
No.
You know, how many of y'all in the comments, like, you're living that Zen life? What do y'all call it? Zenning it up? What do they call it? Travis Teague is a low lifer from back in the day. You know the name Travis Teague from IG Live. My man out there.
My face was about Zen, not about that.
So everybody's doing the Zens now, the kids, you know. Look, here they come. Yeah, and the Zens are the thing now. And I'm like, I've heard some good things about Zen, other than, like, the, you know, the fact that you get addicted to it. And I definitely would, because I have an addictive personality.
You do have an addictive personality.
But Summerall tried to get me to do the Zens all weekend. And Triple Threat, I did not. And he tried to get Livesey on the Zens as well. And Lee Livesey said, no, sir, I will not. There are a lot of people in our group that were doing the Zens, and it looks fun.
But
you know, I will give in to peer pressure from time to time.
You did not say no to the biscuits.
I did not. Yeah. What Marissa's talking about, Zen is for quitters. Well, see, that's me, dude. My granddad was like Levi Garrett, Big Chew. All my buddies were dipping Copenhagen and stuff. I did a little bit in high school. My kids are listening to this. I definitely didn't. But I don't know. I never got on that deal. But the Zen, man. The Zen, they got the flavors. They say it gives you energy.
No.
The Zens.
No.
Do this resist. I'm seeing some resist.
No.
Copenhagen or nothing. Blech. Zen cinnamon. Yeah, that's what they were out there doing. They were doing the cinnamon Zens.
No.
Yeah, they were doing it.
No.
I think I'm fixing to get into it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to get them to sponsor the show. Mm-hmm. Just found Zen game changer, and I was someone that had always had a mouthful of grizzly. See, the low lifers are telling you this. No. The Zens.
New subject. Yes, ma'am. New subject.
What? You look like Mercer in that hat. And hoodie. Buddy, if I look like Mercer, some shit has gone awry. Let's just be honest.
New subject. What's
new subject?
What's next on the list?
What's next on the list? Oh, the catfish place. I want to tell a story real quick.
About the biscuits?
You brought them up so many times. I feel like people are waiting on the edge of the seat. So there's a place in...
waiting on the edge of their seat.
Yeah. There's... I got into Zen because of Jordan Lee. Yeah. See? Jordan Lee, fishing legend. Zenner. Loves the Zen. Loves a good Zen. Anyways, the Express crew, we raided this. We got to hearing about this place, and I don't remember the name of it. It was like Big Mike's. Big Jackie's or something. I don't know. Big Mike's, Big Jack's, Big Jackie's.
I thought it was Big
Mike's. I don't know. I don't remember. I think it was something. Did I say Big Mike's? Maybe.
Yeah, it
was
because
Big Mike's.
It made me think of the steakhouse at the beach.
Yeah, but it was like this this barn where they keep combines, a shed, and they're only open on Saturday nights. They charge you $20 a head. Fried catfish buffet. I'm talking about people out the door. So we go in there. We heard about this deal. We go, amazing. But they had this sign written on cardboard and Sharpie. And y'all know how I like to write on poster board and cardboard and whatnot.
Love a homemade sign.
Said hot biscuits. They were deep fried biscuits.
Mm-hmm. You can deep fry most things.
Well, this lady says, here's the powdered sugar, and here is the butter, and here is the honey. And let me tell you something. Me and Caleb Summerall did a number on those. We got our $20 worth of those biscuits. So I came home talking about it. It's one of the best things I've ever eaten.
And I immediately asked.
How many?
How many did you have?
Yep. What did you think before you asked it?
Well, like, it's funny because, you know, some people, when you ask.
I'm about to fall off the couch waiting on the damn biscuit story. I'm about to damn fall off the couch. See, the people was, this is the stuff people tune in for.
They're just taking your side. But you know, like some women, when they ask their husband, they're like, oh, how many did you drink? Like whatever number they say, you can multiply it. So with you, it was like the biscuits. I was like, if he says three, probably had nine.
I legitimately had three.
Probably had nine.
I legitimately had three. But one
more. Full size biscuits?
It's about the biscuit.
Were they a tea biscuit?
It was a biscuit. I don't know. They were fried and they were in this little container.
Okay.
They were so good. But anyways, if you're at that place, Big Brenda's, Big Mike's, Big Jackie's, whatever it's called. It was big. It was good. The guy says he runs like 700 to 800 people through there Saturday night. I was like, do you need a business partner? Like it was, seemed to be
looking
pretty low budget. Seemed to be pretty low budget. Yeah, it was pretty
My
awesome.
Wife can do the commercials.
Yeah, no doubt about it. All right. So we got a guest in like 10 to 15 minutes. That's when you check out. So let's go through, let's go through some comments a little bit. And you wanted to do a segment. Are you prepared?
I did not want to do a segment.
Well, people were requesting. Y'all let us know. 300,000 on LBL. They wanted triple threat Christmas advice. And I kind of want triple threat Christmas advice because, you know, we're getting close. I absolutely Christmas every year. And so... Let's go. Give the lowlifers.
You started out strong.
I know, but let's go. Give the lowlifers. Is the guest Tater Hog? The guest is actually not Tater Hog tonight, but I may do that next week. That sounds like a damn good idea. Love me some Matt McBee, Tater Hog. Give us the Christmas story. Give us the Christmas juice. What's the gifts? I also have news. We have news, but what's the gift?
What's our news?
You know what our news is. Go. We got big news. Go ahead.
Do I know our
news? Yeah. Oh, you know this news. It's pretty life-changing news. Continue.
Okay.
Christmas.
So just, you know, unless there's something different at your home, I'm assuming your wife does most.
Note-taking. Here we go.
Everything for Christmas for everyone else.
Buddy. Literally bought presents last week for the children. Continue.
Bought a present that you wanted for yourself, for the children, for yourself. True or false?
You gonna keep on? I'm gonna take you all them good presents I got back. You ain't gonna get nothing.
No, I am a huge advocate.
Triple threat is pregnant. Big news. Are you pregnant?
Oh god. Oh god.
Barry Price coming in hot.
Triple threat jumps out the window.
Followed by the lowlifer. No more children. No more children.
No, I do think that it is important to make people feel special at Christmas. I'm very, really, truly, you know that I'm really into details. I pay attention to details. And I like for Christmas to be special. In our home, especially for the kids, my kids have always... The stockings are their favorite thing because it's just full of things that are like special to them. Lots of details there of things that are individualized for them. But I do think that lots of times the moms, like if the only thing that you're getting your wife for Christmas is things to use in the home because that's what she asked for. It's because she's given up on the idea that you can do better than that.
Damn.
She needs that
insight.
That anyway, and she thought it was a good time to get it. So do better. Make it special. Make reservations. Plan something nice. If she doesn't like to go out, plan it at home. Order it. Pick it up. Eat it at the house.
Fred Ashcraft says, don't worry, Triple Threat. I do all of our Christmas shopping. Get with it, Luke. LOL.
So, there are times that Luke is just as surprised as the children.
I don't think in this segment, I think you really took some shots at me, which what's new, but I don't think you gave any advice there on what gifts are like. I was thinking like you had like a damn top 10 list of popular Christmas items for the lowlifer dudes out here to buy the lady lowlifers in their life.
I don't really think it's about the gift. I think it's about the thought. Like everybody's different. There's not like a specific
thing. Listen, Amazon's going to get a lot of your crap back tomorrow.
You're such a what's the button?
It's purple.
You're such a purple button. Let's tell them about the night that like late at night when it was
hey kid show.
No, that it was the children were all nestled snug in their beds and it was time to set out.
Barry Price triple T3 taking shots straight at my head. You are offending some lowlifers with this nonsense.
No, listen, and it was time to set out Santa, and we realized that Santa had forgotten
something. What if there are children watching, and you're telling them that
Santa had forgotten something.
Yeah, we'll tell that. We can tell that. Hopefully Ryder's not watching.
Santa was so stressed out from doing it.
Okay, here we go. Michelle Thomason, lowlifer. Can't go wrong with spa day massage. Do you agree with that? I think that's a good gift.
That's something that, now there are women that don't like that, but most women do.
Yeah. Just buy a Visa card at Walgreens, quick, no complaining. I think that's it. I'm going to go through some of these comments. Mm-hmm. If anybody needs decorations, my wife has a garage and 3 storage building full. Come and get it. Tell your wife how much you appreciate her decorating. Okay. See, Jason gets it. Tell your wife how much you you enjoy all the crap she puts out everywhere, starting in like, mm-hmm. you know, Halloween. How dare I?
Listen to you.
Buy a cruise for the summer, then they can plan it all too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, hang on. I found the login to this page. Dear God, here we go. Darian used to be fishing. Oh, you mean your fishing page. Darian, everybody. Y'all sweet tea Darian.
I love Darian.
I do too. D-Money, killing it in life and absolutely drunk. Killing it in life.
And made that cute baby.
He did make a cute baby, him and Miss Hannah and Cannon, the real Big C, the new Big C. And yeah, glad he's here with us. I'm just, y'all are absolutely, woman plainly said, it's the thought. I love MD, Jamie Sizemore. It's the thought, right? We'll see. I had to think about it before I ordered off Amazon. You know, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm.
What's the worst gift I ever got you?
Okay, so.
And without hesitation, Jesus.
So one Christmas. Listen.
Breathe.
So one Christmas. Okay, so I will say this necklace works. So one Christmas, stop talking. It's my turn. So one Christmas, I wanted a necklace.
It's my show.
So one Christmas, I wanted a necklace that hits right where this one hits. And so I screenshot a necklace that hits right where this necklace hits. And I sent Luke a text of a picture of a necklace. And I said, I want a necklace that hits like this. And I literally said in the next sentence, not this necklace at all. Just one that is about this length. And he bought me that necklace.
To be fair, lowlifers, men lowlifers in the crowd. If it's Christmas time, maybe you're a little busy. Maybe you're not dialed on reading all the texts. And you get a picture, I'm like, gift done. Beep, boop, boop, boop. Credit card. And I bought the wrong. So that was the worst one I ever did.
Well, it was a doozy when I opened it and thought, oh, look, I said not this one. But you know what? I was like, okay. He looked at the picture at least.
Damn. What was the best gift I ever got you?
The bracelet.
I don't remember.
I have to get the clasp. Oh, yeah. I have to get the clasp fixed.
Oh, it's broken? You don't even wear it?
The clasp is broken.
That was expensive.
I know. It's my favorite. It's my absolute favorite. There we go. Well, I mean,
yeah, flex that out there. Let's do some flexing. Look, you going to say, now this woman right here has done bitched on Low Budget Live about a damn necklace that I misread the text. And look at this damn thing. I had this thing custom made like one of these LOB jigs right here. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it was very thoughtful.
You know what? Turn your mic off. You're done.
You're muting me?
Yeah, if you're going to keep on.
No.
Half the time, she don't even get me anything for Christmas, y'all. She don't give me nothing for my damn birthday.
Mm-hmm.
Get her a gift with all the kids' birthstones or something girly like that. He didn't remember the bracelet. To be fair, I didn't. Harper and I got that. I actually do remember the bracelet now. I was reminded about the bracelet.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember this, though. I remember this.
Okay.
A lot of damn podcasts we had to do for that one.
Shut up.
Oh, I'm serious.
What else we got over here?
We got all kind of what's happening. Just got on live, Chris. That's a lie. Pour the glass on him. Me and the wife just blew our Christmas budget buying a new 4 lithium batteries and a 4 bank charger. There we go. Pro Guy Batteries, ProGuyBatteries.com. LBL 10, 322,000 on LBL. Hey, don't get a divorce on the live. Well, Darian's in the comments. He'll tell you, wouldn't surprise any of us.
Just hang it on by.
That's just Monday. That's just Monday. Traveling Circus headquarters. Just another little Monday. We like to play a game every week called Will We Get a Lawyer or Not?
Will we be here on Friday?
Will we have another Christmas together?
Shut up.
Was that the last Thanksgiving? Cheers to you, friggin'.
Don't cling your eyes.
I'm not going to. Damn it. I'm almost out of drink. We still got a long ways to go. Stupid old dumb Darian in the comments. Something tells me Luke is going to have a rough week. Buddy, I have a rough week every week. Let's talk something. I don't know when our illustrious guest is going to pop up. And he's also at Okeechobee, Florida, so I don't know what kind of service he's going to have. Georgia has some good lawyers. Scott Ezell coming in hot. Yeah, I might hire Ryan Ingram as my lawyer, my divorce attorney. And the triple threat decides that Christmas is not enough. I'm not enough. So I said this earlier today. This is something I've kind of been talking about. And I'm going to get more into detail in this in the coming weeks, because there's a lot of things to talk about with this. But I am no longer with TH Marine. And 18 years, almost 19 years, and lots of reasons, lots of big changes there, and been bought and sold twice. And you know, I did a thing last year. It's been kind of a roller coaster. I did a thing talking about how they asked me to be VP of sales, and things changed, and boy, did they ever. It's been an interesting year, but no longer with TH Marine. So, yeah, Doug, that's right. Nothing lasts forever. The only constant in life, and this is a very cliche saying, but it's something that I'm finding out. I started at 22 years old. So right out of college, University of North Alabama, go to work, and all my adult life spent right there and doing things like, you know, fishing, and obviously, and that brought me to getting to talk to you lowlifers and so many opportunities. Being on the road and so many of the friends I've had, hell, Darian, right there, worked with me at TH Marine, my one of my brothers in life, Big C, so many people that I have to thank for you know, being in my life, guys like Bill Applegate, you know, great folks. Can't name them all. Too many to name. It's like all night, but certainly people that have meant a lot to me. I've learned a lot from Bill Huntley, though, that we lost him last year. Started TH Marine. He's a hero of mine. It's like a granddad to me, and he's a great, great man. He was a great, great man, and he worked very hard to build that business. And you know, he was able to leave that business behind, and man, he really carved a path for so many. So. More on that to come, and more on kind of what the future looks like. But right now, that's kind of the big announcement is no more TH Marine team for me. There's a lot of really, really, really good people that I'm leaving behind that I care a lot about. They're like family. You can't spend that much time with that many people and it not be like that. So a lot of them I'm going to miss dearly. Some of them that I will not miss. Some of them that I will not miss indeed. But for the most part, a lot of folks that I will miss down in Huntsville, Alabama. Darian is fishing coming in hot. Should start your own boat park company. Here's the deal. This is what I've been thinking about doing. What if I started a company that sold sweet tea but wasn't as inclusive as y'all? Like, y'all seems to just market to rednecks. What if I have all sweet tea? Everybody is welcome to drink all sweet tea. Dale Gribble. We'll get into this at some point. Was not let go. Now, this is my decision. This is my decision. For the first time in about 18 years, I decided to be in charge of the direction my life was headed. So this is definitely my decision. And right here, Jerry, that is indeed, it's a blessing in disguise. It's, you know, that there comes a time. I'm 40 this year. And
old.
I'm old as shit. And I think it comes time in life, like, and somebody that certainly inspired me, I give him a lot of crap, But Darian is somebody that has taught me a lot, and he's a lot younger than me, but he took a dang risk, man. Everybody looked at him at TH Marine. He's like, I'm going to do this sweet tea thing. And they're like, oh, you need a steady job now. Better not do that. And he's taken over the world in that industry. And I've seen what hard work can do. And obviously, look, blessed to do MPFL, Alabama Bass Trail, have the sponsor of this show, have you lowlifers that tune in every week. it has allowed me the opportunity. I would not be able to go, all right, I've had enough, moving on, if it wasn't for this. So that's really why I say anything on here about this at all is without this, I couldn't take that leap of faith that I am taking right now. And there's lots of really, really exciting times to come, more announcements. And we'll, I'll talk about it in time. There are things I want to talk about with it. Y'all know that I tend to air things out on this show. It's cathartic for me. It's something that I really enjoy doing and sharing with y'all. And I think there are things that people need to know about how the industry works. There's a lot of things going on. I know that Ben Milliken posted a video about a lot of the I haven't got to see the video. I've heard nothing but rave reviews about it from a lot of people in the industry about how he's describing how it is changing, with companies getting bought and sold and bought and sold, and the industry shrinking. And man, I can speak to it, and it's certainly I just saw Darian's comment, it made me laugh, but I can certainly speak to it. And it's been a journey, it's been a ride, but a chapter's done. It's weird to say, you know, we said that earlier. I said, man, this is it's a weird feeling. It's bittersweet. We kind of knew it was coming for some time. We've talked about it as a family. I still think the triple threat probably needs more vodka. I stress her the hell out.
Mm-hmm. I'm stressed.
So stressed.
But I'm trusting that, you know.
Are you stressed?
No. I'm trusting that.
I was going to say, I really don't think you're stressed.
No, I'm fine. I'm trusting that I'm going to get to be a dog mom. I'm going to be a stay-at-home.
What are you talking
about? I'm going to be a stay-at-home dog mom.
All sweet tea coming soon.
But no, we're good. We're good.
Thank you, Johnny James. Love me some Johnny James. Big things are definitely on the horizon, man. I am, like I said, the next, I don't even want to say year, but years to come. Like, y'all know, everybody out there, sometimes you work a job you don't like, or you lose a passion for that maybe you had passion for at one time, or things change, whether it's a boss or what you actually do there. And man, I've lost a lot of that over the years. And you've heard me talk about that. I've talked about it on here, but man, I'm so fired up about the, you know, the future and kind of being in charge of my own destiny a little bit going forward. So I think that's big news to kind of end the year on. Oh, by the way, almost 19 years. But thank y'all, Luke, Mr. Mom Duncan. Yeah. You're going to have me. I'll vacuum. I'll get that robot vacuum out, buddy.
Say it's a robot.
I vacuumed like twice today. I did with the robot. I don't know what that thing's called. We need to call it something. Diaper fight promoter. Yes. Callback. Let's talk about, you and I haven't talked about this. I still wouldn't run Bob's. Gosh, Darian, where have you been?
And what are you doing?
Duncan Teabag. Yeah, that's the company right there, Mark Shannon. Duncan Teabag. Duncan Teabag, $350,000 on LBL. Y'all know, if you're new to this at all, and you see Stupid Dumb Darian, who found his login to Darian Is Fishing, Stupid Dumb Darian started this with me. He did. He, him and Big C, Corey Williams, were the original, the most low lifers that believed in my, I was like, hey, let's try this. And they're like, why would we do that? And then we had a lot of fun doing it. And then it turned into this whole thing. And now Darian sells sweet tea to little old ladies all over the country. Hide your grannies. Darian's coming. Luke will be on the lake every day. I don't know. Triple Threat be watching gas car.
No.
The podcast finally hit it big. Nah, I don't. I mean, look, big for me. Like, I think that, like, I am so proud of. I said that when the YouTuber subscriber count went to 19,000 not too long ago. You see people that have hundreds of thousands, and that's awesome. But dude, I'm a guy, especially like from the music side, that if I played music in front of 19,000 people, I'd be shaking in my boots. It's a lot of people. And I'm grateful for each and every one of y'all, especially y'all that are just like every week, no matter what, man, no matter what. Are we done shaking the StarTron? Yes, we're done shaking the StarTron. You know, they're all owned by the same folks, and we're moving on. We're moving on from that. And again, though, thank them for sponsoring the show for many years. They sponsor me on the FLW tour. But yeah, man, I we're done shaking the StarTron for sure. Luke Duncan, announcer, competitor, rules director for MPFL, not a conflict of interest at all. Listen, I was joking with, I was talking to someone earlier with a tournament organization outside of MPFL that I had left, and I was no longer with TH, and because he had asked me a TH question, and he says, "You want to be a tournament director?" I said, "Hell no, I don't be no tournament director. Get out of here. I want to be the guy that talks about the tournament directors making terrible decisions. Boyd needs a driver." That just went, what was that? Oh, Jamie Sizemore. There went my plan to leave UPS and go work with LD at TH. Listen, they'll hire you, Jamie. They need good people like you. Stay tuned, though. We might have another place for you to work sooner than later. Luke can put his name in the hat for Marty's old spot. I'll switch. Yeah, Mudhole. MPFL tournament director. The Mudhole himself coming in hot on live. He'll switch. He will. Because them boys take a beating. Let me see where our guest is at here real quick. Triple Threat's giving me the skunk eye.
Because I said I was going to.
He'll be here in a minute. He's probably trying to figure out how to make it work, to be fair. And when y'all see the guests, especially Darian.
It'll all make sense.
I guess I can go back to Stabile now. And I do, listen, I thank y'all for supporting sponsors of this show. I know so many of y'all do. And like I said, Star Trine is just funny. Like that was a staple of the show for many years. And I'm going to change things up a little bit next year. You know, MLF fired Allie Akers. You can take her spot. Luke works. Or are we going to MC Midget Wrestling? Let me tell you right now.
No.
Just let it be said that if anybody out there has any connections in the midget wrestling world, I would make one hell of an MC.
You know, there weren't even that many. They were like actually just smaller people and children.
I've never seen a child wrestling fight. We talked about this last time.
We went to that and they were just smaller people and children.
Smaller people are midgets, buddy. Like, no, I think, like, by definition, no, that's what a midget is.
No. It was different. We were there, and it was different. It was not.
It was weird because there were regular-sized people fighting, too.
It was not.
But then they had that guy, little short stuff, Samson, or what his name was. It's midget time. Do you remember that?
I felt like I needed to.
We talked about this last time, obviously.
I felt like we needed to light some candles.
Promoter for midget wrestling. Like, who is my guest? He is. Oh, hang on, ladies and gentlemen, he's here.
Oh,
he's here.
I'm getting.
The guest is
I'm
here.
Getting out of here.
The LOB
is here.
It's Andre Swindle, everybody. It's me. Okay. What are you doing?
Can you hear him?
I think I can hear him. Can you hear me, Trey?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
I can. Flip your phone like this. Can you?
This Lord. Table I got here, you're going to have to bear with me.
Where are you at? A crack house?
Hey, where's he staying?
All right, well, we'll get into that story in a little bit.
Okay. Hey, the question that's up on the screen right now, Trey, are we going to MC Midget Wrestling? I told everybody that I'm leaving TH Marine. I made that announcement. Triple Threat's gone, everybody. Triple Threat. She just left. Trey, you ran off my wife.
I'm sorry. I tend to do that sometimes. I done lost one girlfriend on your show. I hope
you
I didn't
did.
Lose her.
You did indeed lose a girlfriend on the show over a shitty trailer about like you're staying in right now.
This one's worse. I can promise.
Really?
It's bad.
There's no way it's worse.
Oh, buddy. It's worse.
It's worse than the one at Smith.
I can promise you. Do you not see like the background? Like, let me get out of the
way. Walk us around. Let's go. Give us a tour. Yeah, we want a tour. We want a live tour.
All right, hold up, everybody.
Make sure Zach's got his britches on, and there ain't no ladies pole dancing in the background.
I really don't know how to flip more. No, that's not it. All right, let's see. Hold on, I'm trying to figure out how to. Oh, nope. All right. Here's the bedrooms. We'll go over here because the lighting's better. That's why the
LBL lighting. Cribs edition. Trey Swindle.
Right, here we go.
For all the listeners out there, I'm going to try to describe this for you viewers. Obviously, you're seeing it. Okay. Here we go. Is this the master bedroom?
Yeah, this is the master.
Okay. Ooh, I like it. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right, check out on the walls. It's pretty new. That's great.
So you want to be a bass pro?
It come with this bathroom right here. I've been scared to come in here. Yeah, I thought there was a cockroach in here. I'm not sure. Oh,
there's more than a cockroach.
Yeah. Yeah, there ain't no telling what I might leave here with that I didn't come here with. Yeah. But
it rhymes with crabs.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty bad. I'm not going to lie. And the beds are way worse than where me and you stay.
There's no way. We slept on wood. Like, I went and bought, I had to go buy a mattress for that place we rented. So go back. That's a North Alabama. Hang on. Put this up. Hey, it's a North Alabama stabbing cabin. He's not in North Alabama. He is. So Trey is fishing the Bassmaster Opens again. Next year, the EQ's all nine. You've been to Ouachita, and then mm-hmm. you drove from Ouachita all the way. You're at the Big O now. You down there in Florida.
I am. Yeah, we went to Ouachita. Me and my buddy Zach from New York went to Ouachita for a couple days and looked around and drove all the way down here to Okeechobee to try to figure out this maze that they call a lake.
First time.
Yeah, still ain't quite figured it out. I almost got killed today because I met a boat in one of those boat lanes. And, not good.
Sent the Phoenix into the ditch?
I did because I panicked. I just panicked, and I sent it straight through the reeds. No, I mean, dude, and that guy, like, never, he acted like nothing was wrong, and I bet my eyes were, like, this big around. Like, I just freaked out. And then I come off plane and had to idle 1.6 miles out of there because I couldn't get back.
Got on a bike, dude. I did that one time down there, and, I mean, my engine kept overheating, but it was the same thing. Met a boat and had to stop, and then I was just there. I was just there. Oh, yeah. Yep. Jack played all the way up, just there.
Yeah. And then your alarm's going off. It's overheating.
You know, you carry a toilet brush with you to clean off your intakes. It's a pro tip for you in case you want that.
I never thought about
that. Go get one at the dollar store. You can get back there. You can clean off the intakes. I promise you. That's a Wesley Strader. Dude, you get you a toilet brush. It works. It's a Wesley Strader. There you go.
Right.
Where's Zach at? Is he?
Zach is over here. He actually sat on the couch. And that's another thing I could probably show y'all. But he, like, fell through the couch.
Well, can we see that? Can we see where somebody fell through a couch?
Well, he's actually not there anymore, and he's kind of...
Did he fall through it?
It went to the bottom. He just kind of fixed the cushion back, but it was pretty fun. It was, like, right when I was trying to log on, and he, like, yelled, and I looked over, and he was, like, his knees were above his head through the couch. It was pretty funny.
Zach is a hammer on the St. Lawrence River, and you're dragging him all over the South, and you teach him all your redneck ways, and I don't know if anybody needs that much swindle. You know what I mean? No.
Yeah, and the longer he stays down here, the more he talks like me. And, like, we'll walk in a gas station, the looks we get, like, when I check out, and then he walks up there and checks out, and then we get in the same truck together, they're like, what in the world are them two doing together?
Darian coming in, MF fell through the floor. Did he fall to the earth?
he fell down there. He was down there.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I tell you a story. When we got here at, like, it was like 12:30 at night because we had a long night the night before we come down.
Hang on, whoa. Let's back up. Okay. I'm a journalist. This is an interview show. What was the late night? Let's hear that. What was involved with that? Were y'all out chasing the ladies around? Cause you've got divorced because of this show once. Your girl broke up with you. We'll tell that story again. But what was the late night, Trey? Let's hear it.
There was no lady chasing at all. We drove back from Ouachita, and we got back to the house. And my stepdad's name is Marty. Most people know him as Party Marty. That's him. So Party Marty was out in the shop, and we lived up to his first name, Party.
Yeah.
So
got it.
So that. Yep, we hung out in the shop, and me and Zach did not leave when we should have to head down here. That's why we were late.
A little late getting there. Got there at midnight. You turned the light on in this place, and the cockroaches were literally, they just left. They said, y'all gonna have this damn place.
Yeah, well, we pulled in, and I won't say where we're staying or the lady's name exactly, but we pulled in, and she was waiting on us, just parked straight with her headlights on her, looking towards the road. And we pull in, and we're like, what is that golf cart doing at 12:30 at night? And she pulls up. She's like, y'all are in eight, right? Like, she's been sitting there for since 4 o'clock when check-in was. And we're like, yeah. So we pull up. She shows us where to park. And she's like, I'm just warning y'all. This is like a, you know, a fisherman's cabin. This ain't nothing fancy. And we're like, oh, yeah.
She
we're
cute? Good.
Huh?
She cute?
No, no, no. No, Luke, no, no. Not at all. So
hell, I think so, I've met her.
Yeah, I think you probably have. And so she come up to us and she got us parked and she's like, hey, y'all fishing that tournament tomorrow? And we're like, no, we're not. We're just pre-practicing for a tournament. She's like, well, I'm going to tell y'all something. Y'all need to get you some honey buns. And I was like, you know, I'm dang, a nice guy.
That's code.
I'm like, oh, really? Like, are the honey buns good around here? Like, I didn't know if they sold some special ones. I'm like, oh, the honey buns good? She's like, well, I mean, yeah, honey buns are good, but if you get you a honey bun, and when you eat it, you just rub it all over your face, maybe get it all over your hands and everything. When you're out there on Lake Okeechobee, they won't smell you, and you catch more fish.
She wants to slather you in honey bun juice.
12:35 in the morning, and me and Zach look at each other like, honey bun? What?
Listen, you're going to wake up in the morning smelling like Little Debbie. She's got cameras all in that damn place. Well, or the holes through the walls. She's just looking from the outside.
Yeah, there's holes in the floors and the walls, stuff like that. So I'm sure she could do some peeking if she really wanted to.
Is her name Crystal Meth?
She could be on it. That's not her name, though.
This is the best LBL of all time. I'm sorry. I'm having so much fun. Marissa was just giving me so much crap before you came on, like she always does. You know that. You've been to the Traveling Circus headquarters here. LBL live. What's up, Matt? It puts the honey bun on the skin and gets the hose. She told you to rub a honey bun all over yourself.
Oh, my gosh.
What did you say? You know, that's like the crazy guy that comes up to you at the gas station and just says all kind of just out-of-the-world stuff, and you just kind of go, huh? Like, was that what you were doing? You're just kind of giving her the nod, like, yeah, uh-huh.
I was like, well, that's what she said. You need to get you a honey bun. And I'm like, oh, are they good? I mean, are the honey buns good here? And then it just went south. It just went a direction I never thought it would go.
Her name is Lori Tapp.
Oh, my God.
Bringing the thunder tonight.
That is it.
M. Jones always bringing the thunder, but definitely tonight. dude, the comments are killing me. 368,000 people on LBL. All right, Trey. So the question earlier that I put it up, and then you start talking about rubbing honey buns all over you, and I don't know. I'm just distracted. Train wreck the entire thing. hang on a second. What does this one say?
These comments, I've got it.
She has a key. You'll wake up with her gumming your face. Well, sounds like she was trying to get him prepped for what might happen. She done been to the DG and got them little Debras. Slather that little old bitch up. little old honey bun bitch.
Over here, he's reading the comments. He's dying.
They're great. I can't keep up with them tonight. Like, I just can't keep up. Dude, they've been they're always great. And we had Stupid Dumb Darian bathe in bait fuel. Dude, listen, bait fuel get a little slick. You better be careful. You wind up somewhere you don't want to be.
Yeah.
Don't do that. So how's the fishing, Trey? I don't know. How do I get away from this? How you been?
Fishing's great. We'll just start there.
I see why the triple threat left. Honey buns in the monkey box. Honey buns in the old monkey box. Is that what you've been thinking about, Trey, all day? Huh?
You know, what's bad is I was in monkey box today. That's what
Hey, this is kids programming. Careful what you say. You spent all day in the damn monkey box. Boy, it's been a long time. Triple Threat was giving me so much crap earlier, man. She didn't ask me to put no honey buns on me at all.
I tuned in a little bit. I heard her giving you some crap.
That always happens. So we got a question earlier, a legitimate fishing question. Are we fishing the ABT 100 together? And The answer to that is
no.
Trey quit. Trey quit. He didn't want to fish with an employee.
Trey quit.
No, we couldn't pull it off. Like I tried, man. I told Ms. K, I said, you can let us weigh in an hour early so I can get up there to do that. And she goes, are you crazy? You can't work and fish the thing. People go, and I get that. But anyways, you are going to fish them. Are you ready to announce that? Drum roll.
Yeah, let's do it. Yep. Me and since Luke can't fish with me, I'm going to fish them with Sam George.
Little Sam George. That little boat, little Sammy, that will be boat B-I-B. We're calling that the bib boat. That is a bitches in a boat. The little team bib all year, ladies and gentlemen. No more 45 degree water buzz baits. Ooh, Mark Shannon paying attention to you, little old LOB.
There'll be more. There will be more of that.
Yeah, man. You got Logan Martin to start that thing. And then what's it? It's, is it Weiss in the summer?
Logan Martin, Weiss, and then Wheeler in the fall.
Yeah, and that's Sammy's pond. Yep. Yeah, y'all, it should be a good team. You're right. You were right about that. It'll be such a fun year keeping up with y'all and everybody. I hadn't seen the whole roster yet.
I have.
And if Kay's watching this and you've sent it to me, I apologize, Kay. Shout out Kay. Her son Taylor doing better. He had a open heart surgery, man. Scary. And Miss Alabama Bass Trail herself's life there. It's been 10 days ago. But doing better. So shout out to Kay and her crew. Wes says he was supposed to replace Luke. Sorry, Wes. You got to be a certain kind of little LOB to get in that boat. For sure. Yeah, Logan Martin's definitely – you guys are there the week before MPFL practice starts. So
yep.
My first two events of the year that I'm working, Logan Martin. And I hadn't been there in 40 forevers, and now I'm going to be there whole bunch the whole month of January. It could be really good. Do you think the MPFL will be better or the ABT 100, from the timing of it?
Oh, probably the MPFL,
because it's a full couple weeks later.
Yeah, it's got a little bit more time. It just depends, and it could warm up you know how our weather is. You just never know. It could warm up. It could change a lot. But I think the timing's going to be closer, to being right when the MPFL gets there.
Okay, so you think you're all going a little early. You think Kay messed that up? You think she messed the schedule up? You want to say that on live? Go ahead.
Well, before, she's got mad at me before. On this actual the same podcast, she's got mad at me before. So,
Kay did? Okay.
I think so. Did she not?
Did you get disqualified over anything on this podcast?
Is Hank in here?
I don't know. Probably. Hank's a lowlifer.
He is a lowlifer, actually. But I don't think it was from this podcast, thankfully.
It wasn't because of the podcast.
Clear of that right now. I did get dumped on here, but I didn't
get beat. Yeah. We got to go back to that. Okay. Can we please recap the dumping story? So I'll set it up, and you can take it from here. So all right. Trey and I, Bassmaster Open in 21, I guess. Yeah, I think it was 21. It's fall of 21, October 21. It was a terrible tournament, so I was good to, never remember it again, but here we go. We stayed in a utility trailer like you would put a damn motorcycle in. And Trey had this girlfriend, crazy girlfriend at the time, crazy freaking girlfriend, that I was like, why are you with this lady? Get to hell. And, she was a child, younger than me. I'm old, but so I can't be telling my man what to do. But anyway, she was kind of crazy lady. And we stayed in this trailer and it wasn't even qualified as a single wide. It wasn't a half a wide. It was a damn 6x12 box utility trailer that your ass will put ladders in or motorcycles or whatever in the crap you do in a box trailer. And we stayed in it, and it had a bunk bed in one side of it, a shower that you might as well took an ice cube and just threw water at yourself, but it was mud everywhere. And it was in this four wheeler racing place or side by side, just mud boat, just covered in mud. And Trey's like, hey buddy, I got us a place. I'm like, hell yeah, Trey. Then we stayed there, and I was like, hey, Trey, I got the reservations from now on. But we were joking about it on the podcast, and come to find out, Trey's crazy ass girlfriend had booked it for us. Go ahead, Trey, take it from there. I think I got it set up.
Yeah, so she booked it for us, and we go and stay, and we had a dang good time. Was it the best place we've ever stayed? Absolutely not. But we did have a good time. So after the tournament, we didn't have nothing else to talk about because we didn't catch them. So we talked about our low-budget room to fit with low-budget live.
Yes.
Because it was low-budget. I mean, fair is fair, right?
Yes.
You know, so we said low-budget, and my girlfriend at the time had happened to have listened to it and heard us talk about the room that she booked being low-budget. And, so here we are.
And, buddy, text during the second the show went up, because it wasn't on live, it was on not so live. I mean, text, I can't believe you. And you called me, you're like, dude, I think she's going to break up with me over your podcast. And I was like, this is the first breakup from Low Budget Live. And I was so happy about it. To be honest, I was excited because she's crazy.
Yeah, you didn't feel bad for me. You're like, really?
Not a bit. Awesome. I was like, this is awesome. A story we can tell for years. And here we go. A couple years later, it's making it's making its damn way to LBL Live, man. But he got dumped because of his first Low Budget Live appearance. And to be fair, this old gal had the same name as my ex-wife. And I was like, that's it, dude. Gotta go. He's telling me about the boat one day. And I said, gotta go.
You did warn me.
I tried to warn you. I said,
you did.
No, sir.
Yep.
No, sir, Trey.
Shortly after that, though, it got gone anyways.
It did get gone. Yeah. And it sounds like, look, it sounds like things are moving up. I mean, now think about it. That girl was kind of crazy, man, but now you getting smear honey bun all over your face crazy. You know what I'm saying? Think about it. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Luke, I don't even know what to say to you right now. I really don't. I thought you were going to say upgrade from my new girlfriend I have now.
I can't believe you told that honey bun story on here for all the low lifers and for me to never forget, because forever, I'm going to think about is you, getting some honey bun put on you before you leave the monkey box.
What did I do? Why did I even tell the story?
You going to get horny pond. You know what I'm saying? You fixing to get 10 house coved.
Oh my gosh. Oh my word. Luke, this is why I lost
Miss Tracy's goal. Watching right now. And is done with me, by the way. She hasn't commented, to be fair. She hasn't commented. And Marty the Party hasn't commented, so we're good.
Yeah, we're good. We're good. We're good.
Yeah. Better hope Uncle G don't find out about that honey bun. See, Uncle G's like me. I think he would say, YOLO, man.
Yeah.
Bro. You only live once. YOLO, dude. The kids still say that? You're a kid. Kids still say that?
Y'all two are something else. I
text him today. I showed you what I text him today.
Yeah.
So did you see the fact? Because I always think you're how old are you? 18,
16?
23. 23. Damn, you getting old. Did you see the fact that this 17-year-old, Aaron Yurvarsky, I'm saying his name wrong, he won the Bassmaster Team Championship. He's going to the Classic. The youngest ever. That's wild.
We've seen that on the way down here. We were keeping up with it and everything while we were driving and seeing that. That's freaking awesome.
17. He dropped a 30 bag on him. Like, that's now they're from Florida, him and his dad, but that's pretty daggum cool. Father, son, make it to the final round, and then he ends up freaking beating dad to go to the dang Bassmaster Classic. Can you imagine rolling up and you're like, oh, no big deal. There's all of them. I'm 17.
Yeah, there's there's Brandon Pollinick and all them, and you're sitting there 17 years old like, man. What am I doing? Hey,
the nerves must not get to him. He won that deal, and they talked about the second day he struggled for a little bit, then made some crazy adjustment, ended up being able to bust like 18 and won by this huge distance. How crazy would it be for a 17-year-old to win the Bassmaster? Like, I can't wrap my head around, like, if we want the sport to truly grow, a story like that is how it happens, right? Like, I think that's fair to say.
Yeah, no doubt. Because, like, I'm trying to think back of who the youngest, like, because Jordan, how old was Jordan Lee? He top 10, didn't he? Like,
not at right 17.
Out. Yeah, I know, but yeah. I'm just saying.
Youngest yeah. And had a legitimate, had a legitimate shot to win up there on Gunnersville. But, yeah, he top 10, that he was, I mean, he was young, like 20, whatever, 20.
But to be 17 and go to the Classic, and, dude, that's insane.
I'll tell you what I was doing at 17. I was sitting around dreaming about somebody rubbing honey bun all over me, buddy.
How did the story even turn to this? How did it even get here?
How do we talk about anything else?
I have no words.
You got a honey bun and a monkey box. There ain't nothing else. 326,000 people listening to it right now.
That's it. It's
pretty crowded. After a night of partying and getting honey bun is when you tell the roaches to move over.
Hey, we got in here and Zach went to his bed and he was like, yeah, I can tell somebody ain't been here in a while. And I was like, what do you mean? And he pulled his sheets back and there was a spider web built under the sheets.
I'm out. I'm done. Yep. I've stayed in some bad places. The place with you at Smith, but I stayed in a place one time at Wheeler in Athens, Alabama. And I think they bulldozed this place. God, I hope they did. It was called the Bomar Inn. And this fine Indian fella ran it. And it was like $7 a night. Seriously. And there was crime scene tape, I swear to God, and like blood on the concrete outside. Like folks was getting murdered at the Bomar Inn. And I stayed there for a Bassmaster Open one time, like an hour from home. And I'll never forget, my mom came to the day one weigh in. She's like, you want to go get something to some dinner after? Yeah. Let me put my boat up. Mom, I'm going to go to the hotel. Oh, where are you staying? I'm staying right up here. And she follows me and she goes, we pulled it. She's like, what? Like, what are you doing? She was so scared. I was. I laid there at night just hoping to be kicked in the door and rubbed honey bun all over me.
The most scared I've ever been was the Anchorage Inn at Clear Lake.
Anchorage Inn?
Anchorage Inn and Clear Lake at Clear Lake.
California?
Yep.
I didn't know you'd ever been there.
One time.
Let's hear that story.
I'll never go back to the Anchorage Inn, ever. Ever. I won't even drive by.
What if the owner of the Anchorage Inn's on Low Budget Live right now was going to sponsor you?
I'd just tell him I'd have this hard pass.
Big
I'm
no.
Sorry.
Solid no.
big no. Had a very bad experience at the Anchorage Inn.
What was the experience like? Is it worse than where you're at? Were you going to get honey bunned?
Well, yeah. Yeah, it was, Luke. Yep. So I fell asleep that night and woke up to a lady screaming in the parking lot, saying she was getting attacked. And so I opened the door and she's just out there tweaking. She was not getting attacked at all. At all. There was nobody in the parking lot but her. And then her boyfriend, husband, whatever, come out there, and then he was going nuts. Both of them were trying to fight off this dragon or of some sort or something. I don't know what they were doing, but then the cops came. It was pretty crazy. Yeah.
Well, here's the deal. Keep going.
They were just beating on people's doors. It was nuts.
You said the Anchorage Inn was terrifying and you ain't going back. I think the Anchorage Inn, there's dragons. There's people fighting dragons. Sounds like the coolest place. Other than where you're at right now, sounds like the coolest place you could ever go.
Yeah. Maybe if you're looking at it, you know, like, through the window or something. Now, I wouldn't go out.
I don't think they offer the services that this fine place you're staying here does. You know?
Yeah, you're probably right. I don't even know what to say anymore. I'm just going to start agreeing with you and just going with it. I can feel me getting in trouble from this podcast again.
From
by
who?
My mother.
But yeah, I could see that. I could see that. Tell her to text me. Tell her to text me. I'll apologize. I've not seen a comment, so I'm going to say probably not.
Probably not.
It does sound like Southern Middle Tennessee. Indeed, that is exactly where it sounds like. There's some dragon fighting that goes on close to my house. I'm probably like, you see it, son, bitch? Come on over. Like, sir, that's a gas pump. No, look at it, spitting fire. Yeah, there's a lot of that up here. You've been to my house. There's a lot of that up here in Southern Middle. They like that. They like that meth. All right. Perfect segue. Bassmaster Opens. Last year, call it what it is. It
sucked.
Wasn't your year. Wasn't your year, buddy. Some of your friends made it to the Elite Series. Some of your buds, some of the guys you traveled with. The qualification age looks like it's getting younger and younger and younger and younger and younger. You're out there pre-fishing, and you pre-fish a lot. Like, you pre-fished last year, but you seem like I was proud to hear. Like, you're like, man, I'm going to Wichita. Then I'm going to take off down here to Okeechobee. You're on this tour. You were lured in by Little Debbie, sounds like, but still, you're there to pre-fish. And is that something, I mean, how do you pull yourself, like, mentally? Like, we go 2 years ago, and I know you. I spent a lot of time with you, a lot of time on the boat with you, fantastic angler. And after that DQ, and I give you a lot of crap over it, but it was a terrible, terrible situation. After that DQ, man, you showed resiliency. You bounced back. You had some good events after that. And then this year, you came out swinging, and it didn't go how you wanted it to go. And I think so many people, they see the standings, and they're like, damn, there's always a story, right, to every angler. Yeah. And I talk to you after every event. I talk to you during practice a ton and kind of get a feel for what's going on. But how are you going into this year mindset-wise? Like, how are you approaching it? Is it to work harder from, like, a, I don't know, like, pre-fish standpoint? Is it to change your approach? Like, oh, well, this forward-facing sonar deal is apparently all you can do anymore. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's your goal going into this year to be in that upper echelon of those points?
Yeah, so I think, you know, looking back to the year that Chesapeake happened and all that, like, man, I was, you know, I was just kind of like hanging out, man, just fishing and having fun. I didn't even think about points at all, not one time during the year. When we started at Kissimmee, you actually fished that one. We started at Kissimmee, and I had a, you know, 20-something place finish there. It was the first one of the year. Went to Cherokee, had a blast at Cherokee, had a decent tournament there. And then, but like throughout the year after Chesapeake Bay, which a lot of people don't know, but after Chesapeake, when going into the final day, I was actually in 12th in the points.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got DQ, so I lost all of those points. But so after that, we went to Sam Rayburn and Red River, and I top 30 both of those. And then I did finish in the 70s at Hartwell. But had I not had Chesapeake happen, I would have been in the top 10 in points that year. So, but that year, the one thing I remember is I just didn't care about points. It's not that I didn't care. I just didn't pay attention. I didn't let it get to my head. And I think this past year, after I had that good of a year, I thought, man, like, if Chesapeake hadn't happened, like, I would have been in the top nine. That's all I got to do. And I think all year, I just like tried to push it, tried to do too much almost. And then once I got my teeth kicked in after the first three with LiveScope, you know, and I thought, like, there's no way I can compete on the bank. Like, that's all these guys are doing. I think I just got in my own head a little bit. So this year, I'm just going to try to focus on having fun. Like, I mean, I love fishing. You know that about me. Like, that's just what I love to do. So instead of trying to worry about points and got to have a top 100 here, got to have a top 40 here, got to make up for this, like, just put your head down and fish and don't pay no attention to it. Like, if it's your time, it's your time, and you can't change that. So that's the main focus this year. And, of course, like, I mean, I'm, as bad as I hate to say it, like, I'm going to, once I get back home, get caught up with work, and so I don't get fired, I'm going to go to Smith and work on live scoping, just because, you know, it is what it is. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm not against it, but I'm not a big fan of it because I get my teeth kicked in by it. But, you know, if you want to compete with these guys, you got to get good at it. So that's another thing I got to work on before the tournament start. But, yeah, just focus on having fun and not paying attention to points and not letting that get into my head, because I think that played a big role in some of my tournaments this year.
Well, yeah, I know it's those opens. We say it all the time. Everybody that I interview that either competes in them or has made it to the Elite Series through the opens, you can't have a bad day, right? Like, all season, if you're going to make the Elite, you can't have one bad day. You really can't even have it a bad hour. Sam George said that on here one time, like, can't have a bad freaking hour. But, man, if the first two or three go bad, now that you have the nine, you still can't have a chance, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you're not out of it, but mentally, I know last year, man, I talked to you, like, after event three, you were down. Like, it's yeah. And it's understandably so. Like, it stinks when the year doesn't go like you hope it's going to. And mm-hmm. You're a guy that you're so versatile. People give you crap because they see videos of you kicking my teeth in with a buzzbait. And you would rather do that than eat a honey bun. But you also are good. I mean, fantastic offshore. You can sight fish. You can skip docks with the best of them. Like, you could do anything you need to do. So I know you, that you're definitely ready. But let's look at this comment right here. Serious question for Trey. How long will you chase the elites? You have the talent, but it's so hard. Do you have a timeline? So do you have that in your mind? Like, well, if I don't make it by year X, I'm going to just guide on Gunnersville, or I'm going to do this. Or I'm gonna, do you have that in your mind, or are you just kind of seeing how it all plays out?
Yeah, so I actually had this conversation with my girlfriend the other day, just talking about it, just talking out loud. And that's hard to say, right? Like, that's a very good question, but it's hard to put a timeline on fishing, because let's say that I said I would give myself 3 years. So I fished 2 years. I had, like, started last year. I had a terrible year last year. Let's say this year I finished in the 40s, 50s, whatever. And then the third year, which was my last year, I finished 11th in the points. How could I hang it up, you know?
Yeah.
So if I myself 3 years, but then I finish 11th on the third year, it's like I got to go back again. So I think it's hard to put a timeline on it. I think that's something you have to play by ear. But also, I mean, you know as well as anybody, like, this is expensive, man. And, like, I'm very grateful for the sponsors that I have. But without them, I couldn't do it. And I know everybody says that, and it's very cliche, but, like, I'm being completely honest. And if my sponsors called me tomorrow and said, man, we can't do this anymore, I'd have to stay home. There's no way. Like, you know, I don't come from money. My mom was a school teacher. My stepdad works his butt off for what he's got, but we just don't come from that type of money. There's no way I could afford to do it. So, I'm going to do it as long as I'm able to. And I hope that, I hope that's for a while, and I hope it's long enough to make it. But if it's not, you know, I'm here for it. Whatever happens, happens. If I don't make it, I hope to find, you know, something like you do, something, a job in the industry, something I enjoy. But
I just quit my job. I just quit my job. Yeah. So you don't want a job like mine. I just quit my job.
Well, I mean, hey, you got the NPFL you enjoy doing. You got the ABC
facts.
Now.
We'll do a podcast. When you quit, we're going to do a podcast together and a television series.
I you know I'm down for that.
Because I don't think people realize the adventures of Luke and Trey are – it's a good time.
It is a very
it's good
time.
It's a good time.
I said that it's North Alabama Mortgage
yes.
still on board. They are. They're fully on board. Brian, I talked to him a bunch. He loves fishing just as much as I do, and I'm very thankful for him and what all he's done for me up to this point. And he is on board for next year. Him and Triple B, Bass, Bucks, and Birds, Zach Russian's company, and also Meta Series Rods, 13 Meta Series. G's new rods. Those are my three. I had them last year. I'm rocking with all three of them again this year. So nobody knew, got the same one. So I ain't even got to change my boat wrap.
Just sending it. Trey, how can somebody get in touch with you if they're wanting to help you as far as sponsor type stuff? Email address. Give his email address here. I'll type his email address in the comments, and y'all all send him a certain kind of pictures that rhyme with, chick pics, but take the CH off and replace it with something else.
You just email me that, like treyswindle@gmail.com. I would love to give everybody my phone number, but Luke, you know how that goes.
I'll give it out. 1-800. I just spelled Gmail wrong. It's okay. Y'all can use your imagination. treyswindle@gmail.com. Are you Boy Duckett? Yes, in disguise. North Alabama need to get Stupid Darren. Yeah, you need a Y'all Sweet Tea sponsorship from Stupid Dumb Darren.
Yeah,
Little
so
Darren.
I seen Darian post a picture with a Y'all Sweet Tea fishing shirt on, and I just drove there to Hayden, Alabama, and stole one from the shop.
Yeah, well, guess who ain't got one of those?
Neither one of
this
us.
This guy.
Neither one of us.
Guess who loves Milo Sweet Tea? This guy. I ain't drinking damn y'all. Y'all is inclusive. It's just for country folk. I'm starting a new company called All Sweet Tea, where everybody is welcome.
Can I get sponsored by All Sweet Tea?
All Sweet Tea, buddy. All Sweet
Perfect.
Tea. You're getting Perfect. Yeah, Little Debbie needs to follow you, sponsor you. Little Debbie wants you to know. Oh, now listen, Big Deborah done got his number. Oh, Big Deborah sitting out there right now. She's in the dark out there like this.
Yeah,
she's waiting on this interview to be over and go, did I just hear you laughing about them honey buns?
Oh, my word. I need to get an LOB jig sponsorship as much work as I put in with that sucker the past year.
Dude, I'll be honest. You did more research and development on this jig than I did. And the pictures I get piss me off most of the time. It's like, hey, here's another giant on the LOB. But you do. Because that was the – people are always like, what's L-O-B, 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 L-O-B? And we've told a story on here, much to your mama's disappointment. We've told a story on here, but little old bitch. But the L-O-B jig actually stands for lots of bites. But we named this the L-O-B because we say that way too much, L-O-B. But Trey gets zero money off of this, to be fair. That's why I quit my job, so I can sell more jigs. Thanks, Trey, for coming up with LOB at some point. But we definitely like to throw in. Trey throws it a bunch. You were telling me you caught some out at Washita.
Yeah, I did. And like I said, I had my fair share of them, and then I think I went through, I don't even know how many when we went to, what was that crap hole called? Lake of the Ozarks.
All of them on the open schedule last year.
Single open we've ever been to. Yeah, that didn't narrow it down very much.
It's a good schedule this year, though. It's a good schedule this year.
Yeah, other than the 23-hour drive to Leech Lake.
But, dude, you're going to really like it when you get there.
Yeah, I just got to stop and buy four new tires halfway there because they're going to be – my tread's going to be low on my trailer.
You're going to need more than three good tires and a spare.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm going to stop and get an oil change, too, about halfway there.
LOB smashes the Coosa spots. It does catch some spotted bass. Them old spotted dogs do like it. They like it on Smith, too. these honey bun comments. I'm sorry to the people on Tuesday that are listening to this, and I'm just laughing at comments. These lives, when you go back and just listen to them, I'm sure they're aggravating as hell, but you should have been here. You know, you should have been here.
Trying to keep up with some of them.
Oh, you're keeping up with the comments, too?
Yeah, I'm trying to, but I can't keep up.
Is that a Scott Martin? Is this a Scott Martin rental? Is that his sister trying to smear you up with honey buns? Brenda Martin. I don't know. Scott has a sister. I swear to God. I'm sorry. Scott hears his name on the internet. And he's like, what did you say? Like, I'll get a text later. Like, joke. Like, it was a joke, Scott.
And you right now. And then he's DMing me like, what'd you say?
I said something about his pretty hair one time. And he was like, stop saying that about my hair. I was like, your hair is beautiful. I'm sorry. That's not a, yeah, you're wearing a visor with the hair. Dude, you have beautiful hair. I have hair envy.
Visor look. I just can't do it.
Dude, no, I'm not going to get an advisor rant. I mean, whatever.
I mean, I'm just saying if I
there are pictures of me out there wearing a visor. I went through a visor bro stage in my life, but I'm not exposing the top of my head anymore.
You're done with that? The hairline's getting bad? Is that why? I mean, you can be honest with us.
Oh, the hairline's getting bad, dude. I'm not going to show it on. I about showed it on LBL. Yeah, and I'm self-conscious about it, too. I hate it. I'm going to smear my face full of Christmas tree cakes next time I go. It won't help the fishing, but it'll be worth it. I think you get a little powdered sugar. You just go out there and lay in the yard. Can you drop everybody a pin in the comments on where they need to stay if they're looking to get honey bunned?
Hey, I see a comment I like. We need a honey bun. It needs to be my color, honey bun.
Okay, I'm writing it down because I'll forget tomorrow. Honey bun. I got a new color coming from the classic. For the classic call, I sent you a picture of that one the other day. That's gonna be an old catcher.
Yeah, I'm ready for that.
Yeah, I'm ready to see the finer the frog hair skirt. Here we go. All right, here we go. Got a good question here coming in. Y'all ever fished on Wilson Lake? Boy, let me tell you something. Boy, I have spent too many hours on Wilson Lake. I used to fish like 100 days a year when I was in college. I didn't go to school. I just fished Wilson all the time. That's where I grew up. It's actually where I fished my first tournament ever with my dad. About 35 minutes from my house. Yes, Wilson Lake in Alabama. Absolutely fish it a ton. Love it.
I've been waiting on you to take me there. You never took me
there. I
thought
we had gone to Wilson. No, we just fished crap hole Pickwick last year.
Yeah. And we went to a couple of little secret ponds with a little aluminum boat that we both about fell out of.
I did do that too. I ever took you to the other one? In the boat?
Yeah.
Did we do that?
Oh, and you got mad at me because the first thing I said was I was going to go swim my jig down the bank grass over there.
I said, remember? Oh, yeah. Wilson at night is a blast. I have not done that very long. Don't worry, the triple threat is waiting on you. Dang, he's catching a lot of heat on the honey bun. Sorry, Trey. Story, Trey. He should have. It was amazing. It's the best. I'm going to say, here we go. Top five story on LBL.
You think so?
Yeah, get some lady telling you she was going to smear some honey bun all over you. Top five story.
I mean, I'm not sure that's how the story went, but that's how we can, I mean, hey, we'll go with it.
You said she said to smear, buddy, you think that lady was telling you that to take a hint, all right? Like, I might be older than dirt and almost dead, but I ain't that dead. You know what I'm saying? She's throwing it out there.
Well, maybe I just didn't pick up what she was putting down.
I mean, normally you got to go with your senses as a fisherman. There might be a reason that you sucked last year. Maybe your senses are going backwards. What's the deal, dude? You got to tighten up. You had a bite. You just need to slackline it.
Yeah, you're right.
She going to slackline you. You ain't doing no slacklining, boy.
I ain't going nowhere, buddy. I can promise
Deborah is fixing the honey bun. Yeah. You.
I'll be down for the count. If you get a call, Luke, after midnight, you just know.
I ain't answering.
Tell
Zach he's on trade patrol. He's got to watch you this week.
Zach triple checks the door to make sure it's locked every night. He's a little sketched out by the honey bun story.
Well, listen, they probably ain't got women up there in Canada on that Canadian border that smear honey bun on you. Just to be fair, them northern ladies, they're a little more put together than that. Some of these southern ladies, they'll put some damn biscuits and gravy in your beer and get after it.
Do they like honey buns? Do y'all even have honey buns up there?
Yeah, they're up there.
They're up there? Mm-hmm. Y'all just don't eat them?
No.
All right, you heard it here. They do not eat honey buns up there.
Hey, get Zach on camera so he can plug his guide business, because there are lowlifers, I promise you, that want to go. We'll end the show with this. Look, hey, Matt Becker, old Matt Becker that won Angler of the Year, he made a post. You know, he caught that same fish like two times and all that. Tournament director said he could, so he said he didn't cheat. That's fine. That's cool. But anyways, he made a video that somebody sent to him. He's like, I'm so tired of the negativity and fishing and drama. And then he tried to sell a hat. And I would think, since Matt is tired of negativity, this has been a very positive podcast. So also, I'm going to make a hat Matt can sell that said, bass so nice, you got to catch them twice. I'm going to get him a hat. Sorry to put you in the middle of that, Zach. Bass so nice, you got to catch them twice. Thanks for joining us, Zach. Zach, I can't say your last name because I'm a damn Tennessee Southern redneck from Southern Middle Tennessee. So tell everybody here how to say your last name.
Well, it kind of depends on who you ask in my family, but I say Guttermont.
Guttermont, that's a fancy name. A man like that don't get honey bun on him. I guarantee it. Ain't no, he ain't leaving with honey bun. Zach, you top 10 the Open at St. Lawrence? You did, right?
Yes, sir.
I was going to say top 10. If y'all are looking for you've got two different Instagrams. Well, plug your Instagram, man. You catch them freaking grown ones up there in the St. Lawrence River. If y'all looking to take a dream trip, this young man right here is who you need to get with.
Oh, yeah, you can just look up ZRG_fishing or ZRG_charters.
Yeah, go do that. Are you fishing the EQs this year?
Oh, yeah. I'll be traveling with Trey a little bit.
Okay, so you're bumming a ride around. So if y'all find a juice hole in one of these lakes, how's that going to work? Y'all going to arm wrestle for it? Y'all going to work together? Because working together looked like it worked last year for some boys.
Yeah, it did. That's what we kind of took some notes, but at Okeechobee, we figured it didn't matter because everybody's going to find the same thing anyways. So we might as well come out here and ride together and be more fun that way.
So y'all been to Ouachita and Okeechobee, and it's both of y'all's first time on both of those lakes?
Yep.
What'd you think of Ouachita first? Let's go there. What'd we think?
Me or Zach or both of us?
Both of you. Y'all going to answer one at a time or at the same time? I got 1, 2, 3. Let's see if you're best friends.
That's not going to work out that way. That's too broad of a statement to ask.
1, 2, 3. Deep and shitty. I don't know.
When we watched it all, I didn't really know what to expect, but it was, I think it was a little bit better than I thought it might be, but I think by the time we get there, it's going to be absolutely terrible. I just got that feeling, you know, but I think it could be good as long as it don't get too cold. Like if it doesn't get too cold, I think there'll be some big bags. I just think it's going to fish small.
That's a good lake, man. Wachita's got them.
It's got some big ones in it. I just think if it gets really cold, it might be tough, but I also think it's going to fish pretty small. It's not a very big place.
And is Bo Browning going to win it?
Probably. I hope not. I hope one of us do.
Dang, but, calling out Bo.
Well, I'm sorry, Bo.
Called him out. Zach, did you like it? Did it remind you anything at home? I don't guess y'all don't have too much standing timber up there.
It definitely didn't look like at home, but like Trey said, it was a little better than I expected. You know, I like the way it set up, like the way it fished, but it definitely seems like it's going to fish small, you know, when there's 225 boats all fishing the same five brush piles.
Do y'all think all the lakes on the opens fish small with 225? Because I always did.
They're like, we went to St. Lawrence River, and I felt like everybody run to the same boulder. Like, and it's the biggest place we fished all year. Like, I just think anytime you put 225 boats on a lake, I just think that's too many. I just think, especially for 5 days of practice or a month or whatever, you know, whatever you really feel like, it's just too much.
Is it because everybody gets the same waypoints from the same dude on Instagram that's reaching out trying to give them?
I think there is a lot of that. I really do.
Oh, there's a lot of that.
But way more than people realize.
Oh,
way
yeah. More. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of shenanigans that go on at every level, I believe. I mean, there's a lot of stuff out there. I was with those elite guys this weekend. It's just so funny, man. You start hearing them backstage stories, and I'm like, once the beers start flowing, I'm like, damn, we need to do a live right now. Because there's just always some crap. Y'all know that. You sit around with four or five fishermen, it's always going to be like, you hear what's so-and-so did with that honey bun? And they'll be like, Trey, little Trey. Yeah, we heard that. Damn. Yeah.
Everybody, I mean, how many we got now? Like 377,000?
306,000 like, right now. A few went to bed.
Oh, dang.
306,000.
Hey, people that heard about the honey bun.
They're hearing about it. I want to fish Pickwick with Mr. Luke. You probably know it all. I know a bunch, but Trey will tell you probably don't want to fish it with me.
I think that was our worst finish.
It was definitely our worst finish last year. We were on a roll and had a chance to win Angler of the Year, and I'm like, I got us, dog, and I did not have us at all. And Justin Hamner hammered them on a spot, though, to be fair, Trey. Did I not take you and say, dude, we can figure out how to make these bite. We can win. And we spent about 3 minutes throwing at them, and then we went back to winding around in 6 inches of water. Yeah. Justin Hamner got them to bite.
Yeah, we were looking at them on live scope like, nah, can't be bass. They didn't bite the first time we threw at them.
And
like,
then Justin Hamner said, oh, no, they was bass. There's 26 pounds worth of them down there. It was
Sounds like my whole – in the opens, Luke. Yeah. Sounds like my entire season.
That day, we would not have won Angler of the Year. It didn't matter. But Trey and I, we're fishing a stretch that I love, and I've been telling him, man, we're not going to practice that, but we're going to pull up there, and we're going to catch some wine in the plug. And we had sucked all day long, and we finally go up there. Sun gets up a little bit. It's cold as crap. And we're going down through there, and we're winding. And dude, normally this bank is good for several fish and ain't had a bite. We fished nearly the whole damn stretch. And we get right to the very end of the stretch, and this big one blows up on a shad. Basically at the end of my rod tip, and I was throwing a 200 banded or a DT6, I can't remember, and I just said like bloop and landed right in the bull, and he goes, don't gets it. And it was like a six. I'm like, oh shit, Trey. And then it was over as soon as it started. Like it tail walked, one little hook, gone. Like, all right, that's what we get for getting a lucky bite.
Would have won the tournament. We wouldn't have won Angler of the Year just because they
it didn't matter. But that one would have helped our feelings a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
Let's see. Great to see Zach partner with Bass Cat. Badass boat. You liking that cat, that kitty cat? I talked to old Rick Pierce this week from Bass Cat Boats. Shout out to Rick Pierce, him, the Pierce family. Trey and Zach, hey, y'all Zen brothers? Y'all up there zenning? I know Trey be zenning.
Yeah, so here's the thing, Luke. This is what you don't know about me, though. There's some things changing in my life. I haven't got to talk to you in a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Been away for a little bit, making some big life decisions, but I am quitting Zen. I'm done.
You're a zitter?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm doing my best, but the issue is when I quit it, I can quit it, but I get very mad.
That
like putting up with me when I don't have it. So we've been arguing, we've been bickering a little bit. So, but I'm doing my best to quit.
So you're giving up the Zins.
Yeah, and I've been on it. I'm a Zinner. I love it.
But I'm a Zinner. I'm a Zinner.
I'm a Zinner at heart. I'll always be.
You should start chewing Red Man.
Yes, probably just as bad for me, to be honest with you. Probably look cooler, you know.
You'd look more like a man. I bet that old gal down there would love you with a big chaw of Red Man.
Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not looking to impress her, Luke. It really is.
This is my favorite question that's ever been asked, and I don't even know. Does Trey give you the decline button as much as he does Will Self when he calls?
No, I answer Luke.
So I don't know Will, but he comments on my Facebook every time that Trey's on and says, Trey, answer my phone calls. Poor Will. He does not get answered by Trey.
Yeah, he doesn't really call, though. He'll call every now and then again. Then I might call him back. He don't answer. And then I just feel like we just call each other just to call, but nobody ever answers.
Could you imagine Uncle G on Zen? Listen, he doesn't need nothing else. Okay.
No, he does not. He does not.
On Elf, when he goes, oh, you're an angry elf. That's G right now at Christmas time. Arr! Yeah.
He's got to where he gets a little angry sometimes.
Does get a little angry. Now, I like to give him crap. I was talking to him last night. G is my guy. There's not many people in life. You and I talk. We like to give him a hard time. He's got my back. He's one of those people. We were talking about life choices last night. G is a good one. I'm looking at comments, guys. Sorry, if you're listening to this on Tuesday morning, I apologize that I just stopped talking. Oh, speaking of G, I want to say this, and Zach's running around the country with you. Y'all staying in these fine places because you're just loaded. But you said that earlier. Your mom's a school teacher. Party Marty works his butt off. You've got a job. You've got support from sponsors. But without that, you couldn't do this. And mm-hmm. And G did get you hooked up on the Meta thing. You're working with 13, working with them. But I remember, and we've talked about this before, but I think this is good. It's live. We got comments. But I think a lot of people – they assume that they either think that Gerald's your dad, and that's obviously not the case, and he's Uncle G. But there were a lot of comments after you got DQ'd, like, well, he's a swindle, he's got everything, and he's got it handed to him, and because Gerald is bass fishing royalty, like he is,
yeah.
Like, and that's tough for you,
yeah.
It's no different than like Kevin Van Dam, Jonathan Van Dam, like John had to kind of earn his own way, and. But everybody thought he just had it paid for him. He didn't. Like him and Kevin don't have the same sponsors essentially anymore. You and Gerald have never been that way. You go to Gerald for business advice and different things, sponsor advice, and he does. Y'all go fishing. Y'all fish some Tuesday nighters and stuff together. But talk a little bit about that pressure and then what people think versus the reality, I guess, right? Like that you just have everything like knocked down for you. Phoenix is sending you 3 bass boats a year because you know Gerald. Bass is going to invite you to the elites. Go ahead. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, no doubt. So, yeah, just to start with the pressure, you know, I try not to let it get to me, but it kind of does. And it doesn't – I don't really think about it, but other people mention a lot, kind of like you said, like just talk about how, you know, Gerald's my uncle, and like you see comments on Facebook, and like it just – like the – meat, and I guess Bass too. Like Bass loves the story, right? Like it's Gerald Swindle's nephew coming up through the open. So, like – that puts a lot of pressure on me, and just because everybody expects me to be good, right? And apparently I'm not. That's what I showed this past year, but no. Really,
oh, no, you're
like,
terrible at fishing, but keep going.
I need to take up table tennis or something else, really.
Your ass at ping pong. I'll give you a dose.
I can promise you will not. This conversation's changed, and you will not.
I'm sorry. You triggered me when you're like, table tennis. First of all, nobody calls it that. All right. It's ping pong. All right. Continue.
just to try to feel his shoes, you know, and you know, he's not going to do it forever. So when he decides to quit, you know, and hang it up, everybody's going to expect me to be just as good as he is or really better. I mean, that's just how it goes. That's what people think. And like you said, with what people think, everybody thinks that he gives me everything. Everybody thinks that, you know, like I drive a Toyota Tundra and I got a Phoenix from, you know, whatever. And I'm like, I can show you what I paid for that Phoenix and you will think differently. I can promise you that. I mean, Montcalm Marine, thanks to my boy Garrett Reams up there. He works up there and rigs boats. He got me hooked up with him, and I did get me a little bit of a deal from them guys. But I can promise you that I paid way more than what people think I paid for that boat, and it had nothing to do with G. They actually reached out to me after I got DQ'd. So everybody thinks that
LBL.
I just got-
they reached out to you after LBL.
We did an LBL.
Yeah, you're welcome again.
Thanks, Luke. That's the one good thing.
Two things.
From this, what is it?
We got rid of the crazy ex, and that led you to this love of your life that you're with now. And
yep.
Florida Francis down there. And you got a boat out of it. So you're welcome.
Okay.
I lost my train of thought. I was just thinking about honey buns so much.
Now that your rant's over, tell me what you...
It's my show, dude. People comment all the time. They're like, you talk too much. I'm like, A, it's a podcast. Okay? A, it's a podcast. It's what people do. They talk. B, it's my podcast. So, there you go. my microphone. Sorry.
I'm good with it. I kind of like it.
Yeah.
But not really. Yeah. Everybody thinks that I just get everything gave to me and they're like, man, it must be nice. You must get everything. You get to travel. You ain't got to worry about nothing. Like, oh, it must be nice. And like I said, my mom was a school teacher for 25, 30 years. And Marty didn't go to college. He worked his butt off his whole life. I think he's had a job since I feel like he was 10 years old, but he's worked his butt off for what he's got. And he doesn't have much. Like if it wasn't for my sponsors, there is no way that I could afford to do what I do. G does not give me anything other than advice.
And a hard time.
Give me a hard time, that's for dang sure. But he's told me, like, I'm not going to give you anything. You're going to earn everything you got. And I think the people that know me know, you can tell by looking at my boat that I don't have, you know, TH Marine or you know, Battleborn Batteries or Dot Mountain Dew or Black Rifle Coffee, whatever he's got. Like, I don't have anything on my boat other than the Meta Series rods, which I did get hooked up, you know, through them from him. But I actually helped. I did a lot this summer helping him build those rods too. So it wasn't just that. I did help him work on them a lot too. So, but I don't. Everybody thinks he gives me everything, and that's just not true. You know that, but
yeah, I know that. I just think when you were talking about kind of your journey earlier, I think that's just an important thing for me because, man, that last name in fishing. It's tough. Like it is. It's, and I think the pressure that comes with it, man. I love this comment right here from Jerry. The only shoes you need to worry about filling is your own, boy. And I believe that. That's it, man. You got to walk your own path. Getting some comments for the triple threat. We need the triple threat to sign off tonight. I'll assure you, she has walked across yonder yard to the house from the LBL Bar and Grill, and she will not come back out to tell you guys bye. And she's not in the comments and she's not watching because she's has to hear my crap all the time. So I apologize, Larkin. She will not be back. She is gone. She may be gone, period, if she's listening to this honey bun talk.
Yeah, true. She might be gone. Like she might have done packed up, yes. Left, never coming back.
Yes, gone forever.
Yep, gone forever.
Just gone forever.
Gone forever.
I've derailed this 47 times. Because I always do with lives. It's so much fun. What do we want to talk about? Let's wrap it up. So we have the triple threat talk at the first of the show about Christmas and Christmas gifts, what you should get your ladies. And then she went on this big rant about how bad I sucked at Christmas and it turned into this whole thing that probably end up being a fight when I get in the house, if we're just being honest. Trey. I know too much about you.
You really do. We're fixing to do this, aren't we? We are. Okay.
Yeah. It's my favorite Christmas gift story. when the breakup happened, the LBL breakup.
Yeah.
Trey had bought an UGG, like the UGG boots. He bought an UGG comforter. This old gal, that's all she wanted. Like, this one wants honey. Dude, if you had the honey bun and the Ugg comforter combined.
The combination would be deadly.
It'd be damn. I mean, hey, sounds like a pretty good. I got to go to the dollar store. I got to wrap this shit up. I got to go get some honey buns. But you had given her this Ugg comforter.
Yeah.
And then y'all broke, or you were getting it for her. You'd bought it. What happened after that trade?
Luke, why am I friends with you?
Because I'm a good time.
So I can't do this, Luke. I can't. Just tell them. You just do it. I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to smile and what?
You went and snatched that bitch up. You went and got it. You confiscated the Ugg comforter. You took this girl's pride. You made fun of her on LBL for choosing crappy box trailers that you pull behind a car with your damn motorcycles in the back. They smell like oil. You got ramps to load your thing. Anyways, and she booked us in one, and she broke up with you, and you said, you giving me back my Ugg comforter.
Yep. She, needless to say, she never got to sleep in the Ugg comforter, ever. Still to this day. At least the Ugg comforter that I got. I can't speak now, but I know she didn't get mine.
Oh, man.
Hey, it's been two Christmases in a row for me, actually.
Yeah, you, listen. I'm not going to go there. you just, there's just something, you know, like you like a moth to a flame to just.
It's this time of the year, man.
Yeah, man. You just.
You know, I don't know what it is.
You
something
break up with them. you just break up with them at Christmas, I guess.
I guess so. That's what it seems to happen. Look, I'm not doing that this time. We're good here.
But you said earlier, when it's your time, it's your time. And I think that's you're right. Going to have a really good year this year, both of y'all. But listen, the universe has offered you a Christmas angel in Florida.
Oh, God. We might check out early.
I think you're – listen, this could be a sign. Like, this could lead to something serious.
Lord, trying to lose another girlfriend three Christmases in a row.
You right, just said that people on the opens get waypoints. Now, how many damn waypoints you think the lady that's got the trailers at Okeechobee might have if you're willing to honey bun a little bit? Come on, dude. You better check with Hank, see if that's in the rules, though, because I don't want you to get disqualified over honey bunning, trading honey bunning for waypoints.
Hey. I was waiting on it. It had to come. The DQ had to come at some point. The jokes had to come, right?
Buddy, three ABT 100s with me on the microphone, not fishing with you. Yeah. Godspeed, I say. Zach, thank you for joining us. Sorry, Trey talked so much.
Good. Thanks for having me.
Y'all go book a guide trip with old Zach up there on the St. Lawrence River. I'm going to do it. I definitely going to do it at some point. You bring me. You bring me a blanket, I'll make you my honey bun.
Oh, Lord. I'm never going to live this honey bun story down.
Trey, living the best life. Stay away from locking one down. Just bang and bounce. Bun and bounce. Just bun and bounce, dude.
Oh, my word.
Just bun and bounce. Bun and bounce. All you low-lifers, appreciate each and every one of you tuning in for another low budget, actually live. Got Trey, we got Zach. Y'all make sure you're following these boys. Thank y'all for keeping up tonight. Triple Threat dipped out on us. Next week, fingers crossed, we're going to have an in-studio guest. Maybe the Triple Threat too. I don't know. We'll see if she'll do this 2 weeks in a row. And then the next week's Christmas. But I was going to end the year two lives. I have so much rum got Luke loose. Dude, I'm really not. I only had one. Fixing to have another one. Them boys look scared. I think they should be, BP. Howdy, fellas. Nick's just showing up. Nick, you missed a lot, and we're fixing to sign off here.
Yeah.
You should go back and start it from the front, though, Nick. Go back and start it from the front and get caught up because Trey's new name is Honey Bun. He's ditching LOB, and he's Tito's sales VIP. Listen, if Tito's wants to call your boy, I can sell some damn Tito's. That stuff's easy to sell. Enjoyed it, everybody. Trey, Zach, thank y'all. Low Lifer's going to take y'all out with some Biloxi Blues. Listen, y'all be careful down there. All right. Will you just be careful? Zach, watch him. He needs the help. Watch him. Hey, one more week. Y'all get your damn Christmas presents. See you. Jackson Town to Tupelo. I never could make it last. Spanish moss, a Civil War ghost. Well, I'm going to leave them in the past. Any direction, Lord, I'll be fine. It don't matter, east or west. North, south, wherever the wind blows, I'm leaving those burdens at rest. This highway, it does not know my name, and I don't care, no, I don't care. Heading my way for another place, and I got three good tires and a spare. Just a white line gypsy getting out of Mississippi with just enough gas to get there.
Once in a while, it's fun to go with, like, just full-blown redneck on these fish. This is like high-tech cane pole fishing right here.
From the white sandy beaches to the crystal blue waters, enjoy the best fishing Panama City Beach has to offer during Chasing the Sun. Sundays at 9:30 a.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.
When you go out there and the fish are where you think they are, any one of these casts could be the bite. It's the most exciting fishing that I know right here at Hawks Cave.
Oh, that's awesome.
Experience the best saltwater fishing the world has to offer. Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience. Brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts. Every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. The destination for outdoor entertainment.